KD, anybody listening?
And 4HHC.
8C, KC4SKD here. Name's Larry. I checking out the radio. I think I found a problem for my SWR. I had a place in the coax. It was looked like it had been stepped on.
Great. Let me repeat the call here. Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Bravo. You might want to verify that. I was grabbing for a pencil and paper. Cannot trust the mind anymore. But glad you found the issue. Over.
The meter's looking a lot better now. And call is Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta. And right now I'm halfway underneath the house where the coax is run. Down here with all the bugs and spiders and snake skins and whatever. And hopefully I got my phone fixed so I don't have to come back down here with these critters anymore.
So if it was stepped on down there under the house, what does that mean?
I think it was done when at a previous time, and I just didn't notice it when I put it in. But, yeah, I believe we're good now because I'm not hardly getting any reflected power whatsoever.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, you don't, you gotta guard those transistor finals there in these radios. Hey. Take care of them, over.
I hope we're good to go now. But appreciate you coming back and letting me know how it's working. And I gotta wrap things up here and get back up topside.
Very good. So I'm guessing you're on an HT under the house, or you took your radio with you under the house. That'd be interesting. Or maybe you're not talking from under the house anymore.
An old Yaesu mobile that I bought in 1992 at the Greenville Ham Fest, which was at Anderson. And it's eventually going to stop working because the LCD display is turning black. Looks like black ink is creeping into it, and eventually it'll get to the point where I won't be able to use it.
Well, I had a, I still do, a Kenwood TM2500. I'd have to turn around and look, and then I'd have to find it first. But the same thing happened to mine. Started in the middle and worked out. And I actually sent off and got a replacement for it. And replaced it myself. So you know that you might be able to do it.
That's the thought. It's a, other than that, it's a good radio. It's just 2 meter only, but I paid $300 for it in '92.
Oh, very, very good. I'm trying to think when I bought mine. I don't know, it would have been the early 80s, because I got my ticket in 81, but I was a novice, so I'm not sure when I bought, and I got my general the next summer, 82, so that would have been when I would have had VHF privileges over.
Very good. I hate to cut it short, but I'm going to have to get wrapped up here and get the tools put back up and the house clothes back and everything put back in order. But I certainly appreciate you coming back and helping me check out the radio.
No problem. Glad to. I was messing around with wind leak a little bit and heard your call. All right, 73, Larry. KC4SKD. I changed that Baker to a Delta. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie.
4HHC. I hope I got your call right. I'm not good at remembering them for the first time either. But anyway, have a good afternoon. Good talking to you, and thanks again for helping me. KC4SKD. Clear.
Warren, KI-4 DOS Mobile. Good to hear you. Warren, good hearing Larry on there. I didn't know he was having radio problems. He's one of my neighbors over here in Easley. One of these days I'm going to have to get over there and see him in Rhonda. But you know how that goes. With this COVID, you can't hardly go anywhere or see anybody. Very, very good. So I went out on a mission this morning. Went to a sign company and talked to them about putting my pole in. I bought a 30-foot, 3-inch metal pole. That thing is heavy. Oh, my word. And so I think they're going to come out and survey it and see what the deal is, and hopefully we'll get them to put that in, so I'll have a hoist away pivot point when I pull up my tower over.
I understand that pipe being heavy. Those things do get heavy quickly, but I know you'll be glad to get everything installed and get it up and running. Yeah, that tilt-over tower is so much nicer, as far as I'm concerned, than a tower that you have to get out there and climb. Of course, I used to do it all the time, but my sweet bride don't want me climbing anymore, so when I put mine up, I made it a tilt-over. And that way I can drop it down and work on my antennas if I need to, and then raise it back up. But I think that's the way to go with them.
What I'm hoping for, Gary, and yeah, my sweet bride would not allow that either. So we're in the same boat, understand. We'll keep making some progress on this tower here. Really looking forward to getting it up. Have you seen that those seminars? I don't know if you call them seminars, I guess. But I guess we'll call them seminars from ARRL. I don't know. They've started a couple months ago. Various topics once or twice a month, and they just had one. Ward Silver had one on bonding. It was excellent. Over.
Paid any attention to that? In reality, probably should pay a little more attention than I do, but I haven't paid any attention to it. Is that on the AWR website or what?
You sign in to the website there, and that's one of the options, is to look at the various and you sign up for it, and they'll send you a meeting link, go to meeting, I think it was. I really can't remember, maybe it wasn't, but it was done very nicely, and it was on grounding and bonding, and I have his book, and but it was kind of neat to hear him go through some of the finer points there. Over.
To get on the computer and log into them and see if I can't watch some of those. I enjoy those type of presentations. You know, a lot of times it brings back stuff that you hadn't thought about in a while, or stuff you'd forgotten, or in a lot of cases, stuff you didn't know at all. So it's all going to be a good thing. But I'll have to do that.
Yeah. So he suggested making a circle around the base of the tower with, you know, heavy copper, and having a ground rod for each tower leg, so that'd be three, and tie that into your other grounding system. So every all of it's tied together. So you don't have any difference of potential between you know, one ground rod protecting something and another ground rod protecting something else. Over.
I put yeah, I came off each leg and ran a ground rod in, or ground strap to a grounding rod on mine, and I haven't had any trouble with it. Knock on wood. You know, we've had quite a number of thunderstorms and lightning storms and stuff. Matter of fact, we had a lightning strike in a poplar tree. Oh, it's probably, oh, maybe 30 feet away from my tower, but it didn't bother my antennas or my tower.
Well, that just means your ground system worked, because 30 feet away, I guarantee you, there was some electrons flowing.
And that tree, I had to have it cut down. It blew all the bark off of one side and split it. Oh, it started up about, maybe 4 feet from the ground and went up to, oh gosh, I don't know, it probably went up to 15, 20 feet. But it just blew all the bark off of that tree and split it. So I said, well, it's time to have that one cut down. So I guess everything's working. I don't have injuries or anything like that on my system. I probably should have, but I don't have. But it's all kinds of different things that you can put in there to protect your equipment, and that's a good thing. And the main thing is having a real good ground. And that's probably what saved all of mine.
No, definitely. When we lived in Pennsylvania, the ground on the electric meter went bad, and I didn't realize it. And so we had a lightning strike. Not that close, but close enough. And the ground, let me tell you, the ground that it found went through my radio. So my radio did not have the antenna connected. I'm pretty good about disconnecting the antennas. But it came through the radio while the radio was off and out the, out and down the ground wire on the radio. And of course, it blew several things in there, and I had to have it repaired. But that was very interesting. Over.
Thing is an understatement, I would think, as far as that goes. But I hate that it messed your radio up. But people don't realize what kind of voltage and current is it in lightning unless they've seen it up close. You know, we get out and like to watch a lightning storm, you know, watch the flash in the sky and all of this. But, you know, sometimes I think we forget about just how dangerous and how powerful that stuff is.
Firsthand how you could provide a path right through your radio for the lightning to discharge. And you're thinking you're doing well by having it disconnected from the antenna and not even on. So anyway, learned my lesson there, but so I know I just recently had a significant grounding system put in here, and let me think how many ground rods I've got, and I've still got to add several. 1, 2, 3, 4. So far I've got 4 in, and I'll be adding
at least three more. So we'll see how it goes. This is N4HHC.
They're going to be well protected, at least we hope so for now anyway. But I'm sure all that will go well. Warren, I've enjoyed talking with you there, young man. I hope to see you the 17th. We got a young lady supposedly coming from Aiken to upgrade the general. Had another fellow ham email me wanting to know when the next test session was and all of this. And then he sent me back another email saying that she would be coming. And from Aiken to upgrade, so hopefully we'll have a good turnout at the test session. And if I don't get to see you or talk to you before then, I've enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great afternoon. And we will talk to you a little bit later. N4HHC, KI4DOS Mobile.
Very great to chat with you, and always look forward to the test sessions to get together and have a good time of talking and fellowshipping and testing. All right, 73, KI4DOS, N4HHC.